At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP. Brought to you by Canopy Street Market. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. It is the Box Spotlight. We put him firmly on the hot seat by asking him a question and letting Box dance his way through the pain. See if you can get through. Box, how many football programs in America have a legitimate shot of winning conference, their conference and national title? Now, we can say national title because I think it's fair to say that most people would bet that only teams from the Big Ten and the SEC could win the national title this year. Bach, would you be willing to bet that no other team outside of the Big Ten and SEC would win a national title?
I would say, I still think Clemson, we got to consider Clemson in on this.
I think their time's over.
It could be, but they do have a lot of talent coming back.
I think their time's over. Okay, but that would be the one ACC team. Is there a Big 12 team that you think could possibly slide into that?
Absolutely not.
See, that's right? So one ACC team. How many Big 10 teams do you think could win the national title?
I think I think Ohio State and Oregon. Penn State's a favorite this year. I can't get across that line. And they did win under James Franklin the Big Ten title in 2016. That's been a long time. That's Saquon Barkley and Trace McSorley, special group of talent.
Different business.
Different business. I don't see it.
So three teams. And then from the Southeastern Conference, Bach, how many teams could win the Big Ten, could win the SEC conference and the national title?
This one's tricky. So I go with Georgia and Texas, which are favorites going into this year. I think Alabama probably deserves to be in there.
Okay.
Even, you know, down year last year, but Caleb DeBoer, year two, we'll see what happens there. And then this is not necessarily for this year, but almost just in any given year, because I've seen three different coaches win a national title at LSU in the last 30 years. So I always kind of include them. Now they're up and down. I don't know if this is the year for it, but I wouldn't count them out of almost any discussion.
But if you had to make a wager, Bach, that LSU will either win the SEC conference championship or not win the SEC title, what would you bet?
Yeah, they're on the no side.
They're on the no side. Tennessee,
no.
On the no side. No. Texas A&M,
no.
So Texas, Alabama, Georgia,
yeah,
are the three that you would lean on. That would say that six of all of the programs in America who are spending copious amounts of money, just remarkable, ridiculous amounts of money, that they don't actually have a chance to win their conference title or the national championship. Are you depressed?
No, because that's about how it usually is. We try to hide it, but that's basically how it usually is.
Like
Notre Dame is interesting because they did play for a title last year, so it's hard to exclude them. They can't win the conference.
But obviously, I think if you were feet to fire and asked to bet whether Notre Dame was going to win the national title or not, you would have bet team no.
Yeah.
You would have bet team no. Like, it doesn't matter how close they get. It's the fact that the likelihood that all the pieces, whether it be resources, collectives, regent support, fan base support, recruiting, development, game management, leadership, all of those things have to line up perfectly for you to win a national title. And it needs to line up perfectly to win a conference title in those two conferences. And I think it's fair to say, you would look at the ACC and say, literally, we don't know if Clemson wins the ACC title. If you had to bet on somebody, right, that would be it. But you're not including Florida State. You're not including any of the other teams in that Miami, conference. Yeah. Right, you're just not. You're just not. And the Big 12, you said yourself that there's nobody in the Big 12. Now, if I would whisper that maybe Utah, maybe BYU, but if I had to bet yes or no, I'm betting no. Betting no. Both of those programs would tell you, you know, BYU that, you know, that changed in the last week. You know, because your quarterback's going through a thing. And you'll have different leadership. But Utah has three first-team All-Americans, preseason All-Americans, in key positions, mind you. But if feet to fire, no. No, Urban Meyer is not in the building, and it's not going to happen. So I think it's all fascinating that as it plays out, and the same thing is in play for basketball, for college basketball. Like, how many programs do you think could win the Big Ten basketball title? Like, we're all, it's Michigan State versus the pool. Like, am I wrong?
That's a little bit more.
It's Michigan State versus the field, right? Like, it.
Yeah. For a long, like a macro view.
Right. Like that. It's Michigan State versus everybody. Wow.
Especially to win a national title. You'd see in Illinois or somebody winning conference title, but.
Well, then the question would be this.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What I asked Nick on Saturday, Bach, again, this is the Bach spotlight, so we're putting him on the hot seat. Will Nebraska football win a Big Ten title in the next 5 years?
Probably not.
The seat is hot, Bach. Yeah. We weren't going cold fish, bro. The hot seat.
I want to believe in it, but it's been since 99. And I mean, if they take a step forward this year, then we can, I think that's when you can start to believe it. You got to get there before. There's a lot of talk every year about getting the 9 to 10 wins. They got to get there.
Text line. We will take a poll on the text line. Does Nebraska football win a Big Ten football title in the next 5 years? Because I think, Bach, if I asked you 10 years,
it's just hard. It's hard. There's 18 teams. It's sad because you go back to 1999 is the last time they won one. Would they play in one in the next 10 years? I'd be willing to bet probably.
Will they play in one in the next 5 years?
That one's a little harder to. Which right. Means I'm maybe betting on long term. I don't know. It's just. Again, they've got to take that step forward because we could do this. We could have done this 5 and 10 years ago and. Their answer was no.
Does Nebraska basketball win a Big Ten title in the next 5 years?
Harder to even see that, yeah.
More difficult, right?
Yeah.
More difficult. Wow. Bach, that's a real thing, right? Like, that's a real problem. That's the concession.
Because that should be the goal.
This is where I get in trouble with people, right? Because I can't speak for Huskers within the program on what their true belief system is and what their true goal and motivation is, right? You want to win the Big Ten title. in every sport. But that statement requires action that matches the words. You can speak it, and you may even believe it, but then the work has to happen, and the resources are in play. So then you have to ask the next question is, does Nebraska have the talent on the roster currently to win a Big Ten title?
Probably not.
And listen, we're talking about, because you're competing with Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, Penn State. Bach, here's the real scary part, is that we're not even talking about USC. We're not talking about Wisconsin. Like, we just saw Indiana raise up and give the business. But Indiana also is the reason why I have hope. Because if Indiana, who doesn't have the resources, fan base, support, talent, any of that, like, I would almost bet you, I would say out loud that Nebraska has more talent player for player on its roster than Indiana does. And I'll throw hands for that. That there's more time, that position by position, that Nebraska is on the Indiana level when it comes to football talent. Then it has to be something in it, right? It has to be something else that's keeping you from having the kind of success that Indiana had a year ago. Now, if Nebraska football has the kind of year Indiana had a year ago, oh my goodness, what would it do for us? What would it do for them? It changes business. It changes culture. It changes environment. It changes the vacuum. It changes all those things. So, Bach, what would it take for Nebraska to have the kind of season that Indiana had a year ago?
Well, they have to have a lot of special stories. Again, I hate to quote Kirk Ferentz, but that's kind of what he says about his, you know, Iowa generally is a team that doesn't have the talent other teams have. And they have these special stories that come through, win Butkus Awards or win, you know, Thorpe Award. I mean, so Nebraska needs some of this talent. This, and we've talked about it for years, there's recruiting, this and that. It's developed. Nebraska needs a lot more development across the board to have that type of year. And then again, you know, you go back into just winning those moments. Nebraska last year, yeah, they were far away from Indiana, right, in that game. But there was a couple other games that they lost. Just need to make one or two more plays at times. So sometimes if you step back and looks like it feels like it's going to take the world, and then at other times you can look at it and say, well, the ball bounces this way or that way a few times, but you got to create your luck. You can't rely on it falling in your hands.
7 wins get you a bowl game. 9 wins get you to a good bowl game. 11 wins is required for you to play or compete for the Big Ten title. That's the bridge that needs to be crossed. And Indiana figured out a way to do it, to get from 5 wins to being considered, being in the conversation. Indiana was in a conversation with Michigan, Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State. Like, their room, hotel room keys went to the same floor. Nebraska needs to get that key. And I think over the course of the next few weeks, we need to figure out what's it going to take to get in that room. We need to be in that room when it happens. And how to get there is the question. Not saying we'll ever get the answer, but we can certainly ask the questions. We'll come back. We'll close out one-on-one. Bach, the greatest finish, the greatest finishers in all of wrestling history. You can go all the way back. The greatest finishing moves ever. Bach will give them to us when we come back.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.